and welcome to Show Me Your Mic, the podcast where I talk to other podcasters about their podcastings. You can find it online at goodstuff.fm/SMYM or on Twitter at SMYM_FM. I'm your host, Chris Enns, and for this episode, I have got Jason Burton. He's the host of the Evansville Podcast, a local podcast focused on the business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, not surprisingly, in Evansville, Indiana. We have a chat about just talking to local folks and building a community around a local podcast instead of just, you know, spreading your net wide around the world, going a little bit local and sort of how that plays out and some ideas for how you can promote and use that as well. So enjoy the conversation. One of the things I guess I've been curious about and have done in the past is sort of a local focused podcast. And that sounds like what, from a few episodes and stuff I listened to, is what you're doing. And so I guess talk to me a bit about where that idea came from and what sort of started the podcast off for you.
Sure. So I started this, I'd always kind of admired small business owners. And I'd been looking for a reason to start the podcast. Didn't really have a topic, you know, lined up, but I liked podcasts, so I knew I wanted to do one. So this kind of came up, and I thought, man, it'd be cool to talk to some of the local Evansville area businesses, maybe, and just to see, you know, how they got their start, what they're doing, you know, what kind of challenges they're seeing, and just started talking with them, trying to network as myself because real job is I'm a software developer. I have a consulting company. So I wanted to get out and meet people, and software developers are not the most outgoing. So yeah. So it kind of forced me to, you know, get out there, talk with people, make eye contact, that kind of thing. I do most of my podcasts. I'll actually record them in person. I don't really do any Skype interviews or anything like that. We've done, I think, about every one of them, actually, we've done in person. So it's kind of a different vibe. That's probably the bonus side of being local, is I can actually get to meet the people and talk with them in person, which sometimes that's easier to have a conversation.
No, certainly. And that's, I mean, you're down in Indiana, I'm up here in Saskatoon, obviously we don't see each other and chatting, but yeah, you certainly lose a little bit of that conversation nuance, I would guess, that would happen in real life. And yeah, I wasn't sure because I'd you know, sort of grab random episodes and just listened, and they all seemed to be live, but I wasn't sure if that was what you did all of them. So before we'll get into gear and stuff, obviously, which would be the natural segue at that point to go into when you're talking live stuff, and I'm curious, but so we'll try and hold off the gear part.
Right, yeah.
But I guess you mentioned getting into podcasting. What got you into podcasting originally? Is this sort of your first official foray into podcasting, or what's...
Right, yeah. This is the first one I've ever done. I've enjoyed podcasts since basically the beginning. I know there were, you know, been into computers and more tech related, you know, the first podcasts were more techie, it seems. So that just, you know, appealed to me, and I've just kind of grown up with the medium as it's grown. Focused on, you know, all different kind of genres now, but yeah, I was one of those people that were actually downloading the podcast to the computer and then trying to sync it up to my iPod and all that fun stuff that we used to have to do.
Yeah.
So but yeah, I like to say that you know, a couple of years ago when I started, I was, you know, was kind of a shy person, and you know, like I said before, I didn't really have a topic. But then No Shave November, back in 2013, I grew a beard. It's the first beard I'd ever had. And I would like to say the beard had confidence that I didn't have. So it decided, you know, now's the time for the podcast. So that's kind of how it kind of evolved from there.
Nice. Well, that's a good way. It's a little bit like a costume, hey, or like a superhero outfit. Yeah, I can appreciate that. Allows you to put on a different persona because you're now the bearded guy.
Yeah, and that's true too. If I shaved the beard, I don't think anybody would know who I was. It's kind of weird.
Your power goes away, like your podcasting power goes away, like Samson
right.
or something.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess going back to when you sort of started, I don't know how many episodes you're in. You mentioned maybe a couple of years you've been doing it now.
Yeah, we've got about 64, I think, episodes. So I've been doing it since December of 2013.
Nice. And sort of trying like weekly or biweekly-ish kind of?
Yeah, my goal was to do weekly. Sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah.
And then some lately I've been doing a lot of more event type podcasts. So I've been having to get those, turn around those a lot faster. And so I've been doing one or two a week recently just to, because there's a lot of things going on around here for some reason in the month of May. So I've been doing multiple podcasts a week for a couple weeks here.
Right. As sort of like promotional in advance or review or both, I guess.
Basically. Right. A promotional. Yeah. Right. Like, hey, this is coming up and what the heck is this kind of thing? And
yeah. Yeah. And going back to, I guess, when you're approaching entrepreneurs and business leaders or people who are starting businesses and stuff about this kind of thing, mm-hmm. how has the response been? Like, are you having to convince folks who wouldn't otherwise want to talk into a microphone to come talk? Or,
you know, it's not hard to get people to talk about themselves. They especially about their companies, because that's, you know, it's kind of like it's their baby and they're very proud of it. Talking about them necessarily wouldn't be as big a deal, but they're, you know, to talk about their business, they love to do that and they want to, you know, get the word out for that. So it really hasn't been too difficult once I explain what a podcast is. That's usually the question.
Right.
What is this again? So it's kind of funny, but yeah, that's the biggest challenge is explaining what podcasting is. Once they figure it out, then they're in.
Yeah. And do you often go to their office or something, or do you bring them into a place that you record at, or how do you do that?
Right. Most of the time I have a co-working space I'm a part of in downtown Evansville and we'll record there. So I have a conference room there. It's nice to get the person away from their business because they can be kind of distracted.
Right.
If they're there. Yeah. So it's a lot easier. And then they're there for a focused reason. So it's, you know, there's not much, you know, conversation as outside of the podcast. It's like, we're here to do this. And it's a much better focus. I've done it both ways. And I really like when they can come to me, but if they can't, that's fine. I can go to them. It's not too hard to move my stuff around.
Right. Yeah. And that's often, I know when I tried in the past, I think I tried just doing it over Skype with local businesses or internet people anyways locally, and often it was kind of like they weren't necessarily, I think I like the idea of you have a focus on business owners or entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and stuff where they have a reason to come promote themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my working theory behind this kind of has been, you know, if we get to know the people behind these businesses, we're more likely to support them, because, you know, once you get to know somebody, you're like, oh, okay, I trust that guy, or I know her now. So I want to make sure that she stays in business, something like that. So, and it's worked out that way too.
Yeah. And all types of businesses, like you're not just limited to sort of tech focused or something, or is it kind of just anything that's a business?
Yeah. And really it's kind of branched out from even that to, you know, like more of a community, people that are doing things in the community, and events, which I hadn't totally planned on at the beginning, but that's definitely been very interesting as well. But yeah, any business, I don't really, you know, I say I'll talk to anybody.
Right.
So,
and is it something where, like, what's the size of Evansville, I guess, roughly in terms of people?
Yeah. So it's, the greater Evansville area, which they kind of include a little bit of Kentucky and a little bit of, you know, a little outside of Evansville. It depends on the numbers you see. It's anywhere between 200 and 300,000 people.
Right. So like an average, that's actually similar.
Yeah,
to
it's
the
not
city,
a bad. Yeah. We're the third biggest in Indiana. So.
Yeah. But it's still not like, I often think of some folks, or I find myself thinking even like with a city that size that I live in here in Saskatoon, and I sometimes think, well, it's not big enough yet audience wise maybe to do it, but and justify the, you might have, it feels like sometimes you'd have 10 people listening or something.
It feels like it, yeah.
Yeah, but it obviously has worked in terms of the interest in the community and like sort of, not, I don't mean supporting you financially necessarily, but just supporting you by listening and making it a place to turn to. Have you found that?
Yeah, it's certainly growing, and that has been the challenge really. And like I said, a lot of people don't even know about podcasting around here. We kind of, Evansville, it's funny because the Midwest especially, we're a little behind the coasts, you know, coasts are always bleeding edge, and we get there. we kind of get there at our pace. But so podcasting is still pretty new around here. And I've kind of, you know, just when I describe it, I'm more like it's an internet talk show. It's a, and yeah. they you know, it gets that more. The podcast, the name, I don't know if you've kind of talked about this before, but podcast name is not so great right now because it doesn't make a lot of sense. We don't all have iPods anymore. But so that's one of my challenges. But yeah, as far as growing an audience and everything, it's an ongoing process for sure. But I have definitely, I mean, this year I've put more focus into it than I had last year, and I'm seeing the results for sure.
Nice. Do you have, I don't know if there's sort of concrete example or just sort of general ideas or things that you've tried in terms of promotion that other podcasters might be interested in hearing about?
I had to figure out, you know, social media wise, I was more a fan of Twitter than I was of any of the other things, but my community is not so much. There are people on Twitter, but that's not the, the real place everyone is. It's Facebook for us. So I had to, you know, make that adjustment and focus on Facebook more than I probably would have just organically. But so Facebook, and always, you know, got to include the pictures because I've definitely noticed that pictures are clicked on, they're, you know, linked to whatever way more than just some text. So I think pictures, showing pictures has been, as far as social media goes, and that's across all the social media things. You use Instagram, all that, you know, it's way better than just putting some text out there because people just scroll right past it apparently. So
right. Yeah, even not just Facebook you're talking about, obviously that's a big part of having sort of some sort of thumbnail image or whatever featured image thing that highlights your podcast episode that you post. Are you using it for anything beyond just posting episodes to, or is that the primary sort of vehicle for your page? Because I notice you have 500 some people liking the page, which is a good, lots of folks anyways, that's for sure. So,
yeah, I'll put it, I also will, if someone who has been on, you know, like been on my podcast and they're doing something, I'll try to help promote them as well. So if somebody has a, you know, an event that, you know, and I've talked to them before, if they have a, you know, a sale or something, I'll try to, you know, to share that post under my podcast page and stuff like that. I try to, you know, and this morning actually I had a talk at a networking event, so I, you know, promoted it through the Facebook page as well. So it's more than just
the podcast.
my brain went away.
Yeah, first. You're thinking about the pizza or something.
Yeah, like exactly. There you go.
Just look at the Facebook page. But and that's, again, probably goes back to being helpful in terms of building a community around this thing.
Yeah.
So there's more than just the podcast to come to, because obviously you won't have podcasts every day necessarily. And so.
Gosh. Yeah. And, you know, I want to share what's going on because I'm trying, it's, you know, the community, I want to help get the word out about. And even if they haven't been on the podcast, if it's something that I think is interesting, that I hope that people go to, because we need to support the things that are fun and cool and you know, trend setting, I guess, for lack of a better word, that otherwise they'll go away. You know, we won't have them. So I want to make sure, get the word out about, you know, everything that I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And then also you're using, I noticed I wanted to ask you about some of the hosting platforms you're using. You've got, of course, iTunes, where your podcast is, you know, syndicated through, but then you're using also, you've got SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Player FM. And any particular uptake, better or worse, on those platforms that you've noticed in your experiments?
You know, I just started using SoundCloud as well. What I'll do is I use Libsyn as my the podcast host so that they can handle all the statistics and everything. But I also have now started to post as well to SoundCloud just to see if I don't want to miss out on a, you know, a potential audience. Mm-hmm. So, and it's early on, so I'm not sure if I'll stick with SoundCloud, but there's been, considering I haven't really promoted as much, there are listens there that I wasn't expecting. So, it might be something to look into for future reference. But as for now, I'm going to try to double post, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. And then the other two, like Stitcher, I'm a bit familiar with. Player FM, I haven't come across before, but how about those two?
Yeah, Stitcher, I've had one small issue with Stitcher with they cut off one of my episodes, but it's basically just pulling from the Libsyn feed, so it's nothing I really have to do. I promote the Stitcher one because of a lot of Android people in our area don't know where to get podcasts from, and I don't have an app, standalone app yet for my podcast. So I usually tell them Stitcher is the way to go, or now SoundCloud as well. But that's why I put the Stitcher one on there. And Player FM, I haven't really seen too much about. I may be ending that promotion pretty soon. And not a lot of feedback from Player FM people.
Right. Yeah. One thing I noticed in our experiments, and I talked a bit about this a couple episodes ago, episode 83, when I didn't have a guest, with SoundCloud, that's nice, and we've been experimenting a bit here at Good Stuff with SoundCloud, is the player can be embedded in Facebook directly. And so that is kind of handy and nice in terms mm-hmm. of getting folks just to not even have to leave the Facebook stream or whatever and play and things like that. And you could argue, I guess, probably the other way of like, well, then they don't subscribe necessarily to your show and what they don't click through, but yeah.
Right. And do you want them to go to your web page or do you care? Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I know Dan Benjamin from 5x5 was tweeting a couple weeks ago, I guess, about just that idea of like, do podcasters even need a website anymore? And mm-hmm. obviously, in your case, I would guess it, like definitely the Facebook page, I'm sure, but also mm-hmm. the site itself is probably helpful just in terms of building a community locally that
right.
helps you sort of promote it and stuff like that. That's
Yeah, and there's still people that aren't on Facebook.
Yeah, somehow. Or choose not to be in right. some cases too, yeah.
Yeah, like my daughter who said it's for old people, so.
How old is your daughter, roughly?
She's 13.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
14. She just turned 14, so.
Yeah, but that is funny. Yeah. Yeah, the next, they don't want to be on the thing their parents are on, so.
Exactly. I can understand that.
Yeah. Although I don't imagine she's probably, does she listen to your podcast?
She's listened to a couple, it's interesting just because it's a more of a community type thing that, you know, my kids will, they've listened to bits and pieces. I won't say they've made it through a full one, but yeah, bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's a little different than if you're doing like a coding.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, then, I would not expect that to be popular in the house.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's get into some of the gear stuff, I guess, because I'm curious when you're doing live recordings, obviously it's mm-hmm. different than your sort of contained, controlled environment, so to speak, in maybe your basement office or whatever. But when you're going to the co-working space, I guess you mentioned a conference room is where what you have access to. And so you can sort of close the doors off and
get. Still not a great sound environment because I don't have, I can't control the walls, and there's a, so it's not, I've had like a audio file tell me that, it's the room wasn't good, but most people think and have no problem with it. I have a MacBook that I use GarageBand with to record, and then I hook in a blue Yeti USB mic, and that mic is awesome. So for recording out, I love that mic. We were at a restaurant when I recorded once, and it was so noisy all around us. And on the Yeti, you can control the different kinds of audio. So I had it just pointing to me and the guest, and it just had a little bit of audio around us, made it sound like it was just more exciting than anything. So I highly recommend, if you're looking for a mic like that, a USB mic, that Yeti is awesome. And then I also have the H4N, the portable Zoom microphone, as a backup, and I use it for my like offline recording, for whenever I just as a backup. Basically, I have used it just by itself, which it did fine with, but I prefer to use the Yeti.
Nice. So yeah, you're recording into GarageBand live, so to speak, or whatever, with the guests and stuff, and then that way, like I think the one episode I listened to, you had a couple guests on, so. You can set the Yeti to be in the, I forget the term.
Yeah, I forget the term.
The room.
Yeah. Instead of and it's great. I've had one. We had maybe five people in the room. So, and it worked, picked everybody up just fine. So yeah, it's great. And then at home when I do I'll do the intros and all that. And like today when I'm talking, I have a mixer set up with the Scarlett USB interface to get the mic, and then I have the Heil microphone. So,
oh, nice, yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna say it didn't sound like a Yeti that you're talking about right now, but yeah,
no. And this is for more of future reference. Like, whenever I hopefully we'll get more podcasts going in the future when I can figure some things out. And so I want to have more of a stable setup.
Right. Yeah. It is handy. But yeah, I can appreciate it. I use a Hyal as well. But yeah, carting it back and forth to co-working spaces and not risking dropping it or whatever would be not as fun. Yeah.
Not great.
You can buy a few Yetis for the price of a Hyal. So that makes sense. Yeah. And then do you do much in the way of editing and post-production kind of thing, or kind of just as, you know, obviously if there's some swears or whatever, but maybe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll cut like coughs, stuff like that out. Most of the time it is what it was. You know, I just wanted to capture that moment of the conversation that we had, which I think it keeps it more authentic. But there are definitely times where I've edited, you know, it's like we get off on a tangent that makes no sense. And like, nobody wants to hear that. So we'll take some of that out. But yeah, most of the time it's pretty much straight to tape, as they say, or as they used to say. We had one time where we recorded for over 2 hours because there was bourbon and beer involved. Right. There, a lot of editing on that one. Right. So, but most of the time, not too much editing.
Nice. And then, like you mentioned, you go out to Libsyn and then, mm-hmm. you know, various platforms as well for hosting. And then is your site are you hosting with WordPress of some sort
just WordPress. And I use one of the Genesis themes for podcasting. I think it's the Marin theme, that I used for that, and I've customized it a little bit, but it's pretty much straight out of the box.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's the thing. It has gotten so easy as far as the web stuff to publish the podcast. Obviously, you still have to record and make the actual content itself, but it's definitely gotten easier for sure. So, all right. Well, one of the things I ask all the guests on the show is some of the podcasts you yourself listen to and also the apps that you listen to them on. So I don't know if you have your player of choice handy or.
Yeah, the player of choice. Well, I use the iPhone podcast app. It's works just fine for me. So I like to listen to most of the podcasts at 1.5 speed. So that I can get, it's usually on my commute that it just, I can listen to one podcast through the commute normally. So it works out great. And then also mentioned Stitcher is one I usually recommend for Android device people. But and as far as podcasts that I listen to, it's not going to be very odd, I think. It's, you know, the BS Report with Bill Simmons. I listen to Startup, the Alex Bloomberg one. Mm-hmm. The Ask Gary Vee Show with Gary Vaynerchuk. Tim Ferriss. for the code podcast, like we talked earlier, the .NET Rocks, that's Carl Franklin and Richard Campbell. They talk about programming and for Microsoft. So that's very, very niche, I think. Also, How Did This Get Made? The Paul Scheer, Jason Manzoukas, and June Diane Raphael, where they review bad movies, which is, I highly recommend that one. And another one I thought of was, I Was There Too. It's one I've just started listening to, and I really enjoy it. It's with Matt Gourley, and he talks with actors that had bit roles in famous movies and talks about their experience on the set. So,
oh, nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's been really cool. He interviewed all the, or a lot of the bus riders on speed, and talked to them. So that was interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I see it's on Wolf Pop. So yeah, there's that sort of network of shows is, they have just some interesting niche sort of looks at stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I see, like the Groundhog Day with,
Groundhog Day one was good too, with that guy. Yeah, it's always one of those, like, that guy people that you're like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, as soon as you see them, you recognize them, but yeah.
Yep.
Oh, was Greg Proops in the Star Wars Episode 1?
He was one of the announcers for the pod race.
Right, so voiceover guy, I think.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Sorry, I get getting distracted down
there. No, I know, it's a good one.
And any others, or that's, I mean, you don't have
pretty much. I mean, the standard ones, I think that a lot of the people listen to, like Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income. I listen to that as well. But yeah, that's, I try to find new ones here and there, but those are the ones that have kind of stuck around.
Nice. And, you said the Apple Podcast app is what you're using on.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, where can folks find, follow, summarize, listen?
Yeah. EvansvillePodcast.com is the website. We have links to iTunes from there. Twitter, you can go to Evansville Pod. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/ Evansville Podcast. Oddly enough, very literal with my names.
Yeah, so, well, it makes it easy.
Yeah.
Unlike me, which I have to keep spelling everything out because Show Me Your Mic doesn't fit, so I have to do SMYM _FM. Yeah, so
you always have to think about that too.
Yeah. So yeah. Someday I'll rebrand. But
there you go.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for coming on Show Me Your Mic. And all the stuff that he discussed, we'll make sure I'll have it linked up in the show notes at goodstuff.fm/SMYM/85 is what this episode number is. And you can check out A Small Orange while you're there. They're a web hosting company that if you decide to go ahead and use, you'll be supporting myself and Show Me Your Mic and Good Stuff here. And if you'd like to support me more directly, you can do so on my Patreon. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can visit that. We're doing some, like I alluded to in a couple episodes ago, the last two episodes actually, the previous episode I had Kyle Roderick on, fellow Good Stuff person, founder-ish, I don't know what we call ourselves, owners, I don't know, we're doing some renovating, some rebuilding, so there's a lot of dust in the place, I guess, virtual site, and so bear with us as things might be a little sketchy over the next little while as far as release schedules and stuff, but just know that we're sort of rebuilding the foundation of Good Stuff to hopefully do more, even more good stuff here at Good Stuff. And you can take a drink every time someone makes a dumb joke like that. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris. Show Me Your Mic is SMYM_FM. Good Stuff is GoodStuff_FM. If you got questions, comments about the show, I'd love to hear them. You can email me directly, chris@goodstuff.fm. And I think that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.